What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 402. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about when to draw a free phenytoin level. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode402. And the article I'll be discussing is titled Predicting Unbound Phenytoin Concentrations, Effects of Albumin Concentration and Kidney Dysfunction. The lead author is Margaret C. Montgomery, and this was published in Pharmacotherapy, May 2019. Phenytoin is highly protein-bound, and both low albumin levels and renal dysfunction alter the reliability of total phenytoin levels to correlate with free or unbound phenytoin. Because only active medication is free and unbound medication, this can make interpreting serum levels and adjusting doses especially challenging. There are several different equations and variations of these equations used to predict free phenytoin concentrations in patients with a low serum albumin. However, these equations have not been evaluated in certain patient populations, most notably those with simultaneous hypoalbuminemia and kidney dysfunction, or in those with only mild to moderate kidney dysfunction. The authors of the study sought to evaluate the accuracy and precision of predictive methods to estimate free phenytoin concentrations in patients with varying albumin concentrations and/or levels of kidney dysfunction. The study was a single-center retrospective chart review. Over 300 patient records were analyzed that had free and total phenytoin levels, albumin levels, and serum creatinine concentrations available. The following equations were used to predict free phenytoin concentrations in patients without kidney dysfunction: the Winter-Tozer, Anderson, Kane, and Chang equations. For patients with an estimated GFR less than 90, free phenytoin concentrations were predicted using the Shiner-Tozer derivation with four different affinity coefficients used: 0.15, 0.2, 0.25, and 0.3. The accuracy of the predictive methods was evaluated by the proportion of estimations that were within 20% of the measured free phenytoin concentrations. And I do have links to all of these equations and articles in the show notes. The Anderson method for predicting free phenytoin concentrations had the highest accuracy and precision for patients scoring 82% or better in the following groups: those with normal kidney function and normal albumin, those with normal kidney function and low albumin, and those with mild kidney dysfunction and normal albumin concentrations. The following groups of patients had the free fraction unchanged, and total phenytoin concentrations alone were predictive of free phenytoin: those patients with normal albumin and mild kidney dysfunction, and those with normal albumin and moderate kidney dysfunction. But the following groups of patients had accuracy and precision no better than 67% and some as low as 45% despite the formula used, and that was patients with hypoalbuminemia and any level of kidney dysfunction. The authors concluded in patients with normal albumin, with or without mild or moderate kidney dysfunction and not receiving a protein-binding displacer, the free fraction of phenytoin is unchanged and it's not necessary to measure a free phenytoin concentration. Free phenytoin concentration should be measured directly in patients with hypoalbuminemia and kidney dysfunction. In addition to accuracy, the cost and turnaround time of free phenytoin levels compared with total levels are important variables. In a perfect world, only free phenytoin levels would be used to evaluate phenytoin concentrations. Depending on the resources available, routinely checking free phenytoin levels may be considered costly and time-consuming. A conversation with your laboratory's chemistry department can answer the cost and turnaround time questions and help determine how much discretion you need to use when considering whether to check a free or total phenytoin level. Assuming that some discretion is necessary, the article discussed provides excellent guidance for checking free phenytoin levels only in the presence of simultaneous hypoalbuminemia and kidney dysfunction. Additional reasons to check free phenytoin levels not covered in this article are in patients receiving other albumin-bound medications that could displace phenytoin, such as valproic acid, or in overdose situations where binding sites may saturate and a free level may provide better guidance for treatment decisions. to get access to my free download area with 20 different resources to help hospital pharmacists in their practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.